USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has become the third U.S. president in history to be impeached. The charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke moments after the House voted on the two articles.
December 18th, a great day for the Constitution of the United States. A sad one for America.
The president had this to say at a rally in Battle Creek, Michigan.
We didn't lose one Republican vote, and three Democrats voted for us.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham issued a written statement going after the Democrats. Their boundless animus for President Trump fuels their desire to nullify the 2016 election results and improperly influence the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
A federal appeals court ruled that the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate is unconstitutional, but didn't offer a decision on whether the rest of the health care law should be repealed. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 to uphold a district court's ruling that the individual mandate, a provision of the 2010 health care law commonly known as Obamacare, which requires Americans to enroll in health care coverage or pay a fee, is unlawful. The individual mandate is unconstitutional because it can no longer be read as a tax, and there's no other constitutional provision that justifies this exercise of congressional power, according to the court. Last year, District Court Judge Reed O'Connor of Texas ruled against the legality of the individual mandate, but further determined that it was inseparable from the remainder of the ACA. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Some kids' toys may be spying on you. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. They're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kids' private information. If you had a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
A California man wasn't thinking when he robbed an artist. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Pictures of me.
In Riverside, California, police are looking for a man who they say robbed a caricature artist. The suspect approaching the artist asking for a portrait of himself. He sat for the portrait, and when the artist was done, the suspect grabbed a bag containing $500 and ran off. But he left his portrait behind, saving a police sketch artist of the work. A photo of the caricature has now been published, and police say it's only a matter of time till they track the suspect down. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.